This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free if you take, this toll-free number down, 800-259-9231, and dial it, 1-800-259-9231. It is hour number one. We're here for three of them. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Manwich back from a little vacation over the weekend.
Well, I don't know about a vacation.
Where did you go, and what did you do?
I went to I went to Delaware for the Delaware Libertarian State Convention.
Yeah.
And I gave a speech there, and it was a lot of fun.
That's darn cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Any highlights? Did you meet any interesting people?
The whole place was interesting people. Yeah, but I'd say about 30 people showed up.
And then you didn't get to get on your plane that night either, right?
No, I got bumped.
That sucks.
Yeah. Stayed at the Ramada. Right. Not the best hotel in the world, so I'm afraid.
So there really are people in Delaware?
There's lots of them.
Wow.
Wilmington's a big city.
No, I mean, I know that there must be, but I've never in my life met someone from Delaware. So
I think Wilmington's about it, though. I mean, what is there, 700,000 people in the entire state?
I couldn't tell you.
Maybe it's just the people from Delaware don't leave. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they don't move to other areas of the country. Because, we live in Florida, and there are transplants from everywhere. I've never met anyone on vacation or who has moved here or anything. Yeah, I'm from Delaware. No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. What can I tell you?
I always thought maybe the state was a joke.
They're there.
It wasn't real.
They're not kidding.
Now, did you bring up any Free Talk Live flyers and pass them out? I mean, get some good exposure for the show?
I did. I gave cards to everyone.
Super. Yeah. Well, maybe we have some new listeners tonight.
I'm certain we do.
Which is fantastic.
If Torgo hasn't offended them thoroughly enough at this point.
Oh, yeah. By the way, hi, Delaware. How you doing?
Well, actually, we're going to start things out tonight with a special guest. It's been kind of, it's unusual for Free Talk Live that we have so many guests on, but we had the woman from the TABC on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We had the guy from Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers on Saturday night.
And tonight we're going to have someone we like.
Yeah. We've got Jacob Hornberger. He is, are you the founder of the Future of Freedom Foundation, Jacob?
I am.
Excellent. Now, Jacob, we've featured a number of your articles over the years here on Free Talk Live because, you're also a talented writer, and your articles appear on LouRockwell.com frequently. You're a pretty principled libertarian. In fact, as I recall, you ran for president a little while back for the Libertarian Party nomination. You didn't get it, but you did run, didn't you?
That's right. Well, threw my hat in the ring at the convention itself, and I got defeated.
Right, I remember you up on stage debating with Harry Brown and a few others as well.
Right.
So now you're here on Free Talk Live, and the reason we have you here is to, first of all, explore this issue of immigration. It's one of our favorite issues here on Free Talk Live, and you're somebody that I guess has some level of expertise. In fact, didn't you write a book about it?
That's right. I think we've published a leading book in this area called The Case for Free Trade and Open Immigration. That presents really the uncompromising libertarian case for open borders.
Obviously, here in America recently, we've had all kinds of protests by Hispanic immigrants and families of immigrants and that sort of thing.
And the people that don't want to see them here, they're protesting too.
And the xenophobes, right. So I guess...
And the bad guys.
I guess our first question for you, Jacob Hornberger, from the Future of Freedom Foundation is, how do you see all this? The protests, the counter-protests, is anybody getting the right message? Is anybody out there promoting the pro-liberty viewpoint on this?
I don't think so. I mean, we are, and I'm sure the Libertarian Party is, and maybe some scattered libertarians, but most of it is just a variation of the central government plan for planning immigration, that's going to produce nothing but the same types of distortions and perversions that it's produced for, several decades. So we don't get involved in all that reform nonsense that's been going on for decades. We say, look, this thing hasn't worked. It's never going to work. The only thing that works is freedom and free markets. Open the borders. Let people travel freely.
Now, we had somebody on the show over the weekend who we've talked to about this several times, and he just can't seem to get the idea through his head. Every time we get him on the phones, we always ask him. His name's Jeff from Massachusetts. We always ask him, well, Jeff, how would you feel about immigration if we ended welfare? And he likes the idea of ending welfare, but he doesn't think that it's possible. Like, he doesn't believe, he's a defeatist. He believes that ending welfare is an impossible option, and so therefore we must crack down on immigration. Do you encounter people like that?
Oh, all the time. I mean, they use the immigration as the cover for saying we've got to keep controlling people until we get rid of the socialism. Well, you know, I decided many years ago that I would never let the socialists and the statists maneuver me or corner me into advocating an infringement on freedom, which is what immigration controls are. They're not only an infringement on the foreigner's right to travel, they're an infringement on the right of the American people to associate with people they want to associate with. And so we've long taken the position that don't let them maneuver you because of their interventions and their statism into supporting what they want to do. Continue advocating freedom all the way along.
Absolutely, and that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And you know, we're taking it hard for it because what is the majority of Americans, like 90%, wants to build a wall along the southern border? I mean, this is just insanity, Jacob.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I really think that maybe they shouldn't have torn down the Berlin Wall. And they would have been better off just removing it to the southern border.
Just like they did with the London Bridge. You know, they brought that to Arizona. They could just bring the Berlin Wall, too.
Yeah, it would have been much more efficient. I mean, the thing was very effective. And that's really what they're talking about. They're talking about sealing the border, sort of the way North Korea seals its borders. You know, you try to get into North Korea, and you're not going to get very far before they shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people want to do with this country. They want to seal it off,
it's
just
crazy.
Like North Korea.
It's insane. It's almost as though they believe that this is a private club, and we've sold up enough memberships at this point, and now we're locking it down. Nobody else can come in, especially if they're brown.
Well, and what they wanted, it's even worse than that. They want to start putting, well, for years they've put Americans into jail for doing the dastardly deed of hiring people from foreign countries that are here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And when that hasn't worked, now they want to criminalize church groups for helping illegal immigrants.
Yep.
As if that's going to do any good.
Yeah, they're talking about making it a felony for anyone who actually assists in some way someone who's come here illegally.
That's right. And the pretense of this, I mean, the real insanity, is they actually think it's going to stop people from coming.
Yeah.
And every time they've made these subsequent interventions, and they started out by just making it illegal to enter the country. So that obviously didn't work. So they said, well, if you'll let us criminalize the hiring of these people, that'll cure the problem because there won't be any jobs, therefore they won't come. Well, duh, there's 12 million people here finding jobs. And now they want to criminalize people that want to assist them. It doesn't work. Walls have never worked.
No doubt about it.
It seems to me that this is one government program that would probably be more efficient than if they truly, you know, took it on like they were going to stop people from coming in. It would be more efficient than most government programs.
Why?
But they wouldn't.
Why does it seem that way to you?
Because if you hire enough people with enough guns, like, you probably will be able to keep out a good portion of the illegal aliens. Assuming, of course...
Just like they're able to keep out drugs? What are you talking about?
Well, he gave a great example. North Korea has successfully kept its citizens in. Berlin was successfully able to... West Berlin was successfully able... Well, what do they do? They built it around West Berlin.
Yeah.
The East Germany was able to keep people from going into West Berlin.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go into North Korea. You see,
that is a factor.
Right. People don't. Mexicans don't
want
to go to
which direction
Korea.
You travel across the wall, as long as you know what direction
people
are going to want to travel across the wall.
I think what matters is how badly you want to get into America. Now, of course, if this becomes
how badly did people want to get out of East Germany? I mean, if you've seen all the spy shows, it seemed like they really wanted to get out, and they had one hell of a time. Now, it's a much smaller area. I'll grant you that. I mean, we're talking about covering Texas, the largest continental. Contiguous state, and across Arizona, California, New Mexico.
I suppose one factor might be, if we make America the most oppressive police state in the world, then we really will keep people away. I mean, then people really won't want to come here anymore. Jacob Hornberger, can you hang on? We're going to discuss this a little bit more when we come back. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version, both on the house for free. freetalklive.com. So go and get them. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We are going back to our guest here. His name is Jacob Hornberger. He's one of the more principled libertarians out there. He's a man who's not afraid to take a real, strong, principled position on the immigration issue. In a world where where most people are arguing over how much control there should be, you're actually one of the few people that's saying, control? We need to lessen the control. We need to open the borders. We need to have true freedom and true liberty. Is that right, Jacob?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's so amazing that, you know, we have the model for what freedom of movement and freedom of travel is means in terms of domestic travel in the United States. People cross from one state to another and never give a second thought to the fact that they're not seeing a customs official, an immigration official,
sure,
a terrorist official.
We take it for granted.
Yeah. I mean, do you know that there's terrorists that can travel from one state to another state? And yet, nobody thinks twice about it. But when you say, let's do the same thing internationally, just let people come in and travel, be tourists, trade, invest, open businesses, even though they're not Americans, it's like all of a sudden people's mindset totally changes.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's a really great example.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And you can ask them why. Like, for instance, when you ask them, well, what do you have against immigrants, these anti-immigration xenophobes? Well, what do you got against immigrants? Oh, I don't have anything against immigrants. I just want them to come here legal. That's all.
And we're going to make the law so damn hard to comply with that they'll all be illegal. Won't that be great? Because I hate brown people.
Do you think it's a lot? Do you think a lot of this is cover for people that are just racist, Jacob?
Well, I mean, that applies to some people, but, you know, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I think it's just a xenophobia that has long existed. I mean, this isn't a new phenomenon. People were scared of the Irish. They didn't like the Italians.
Yeah, absolutely. I use these examples all the time, and people don't get it. You know, I see Italians now in America that have flags, Italian flags on the back of their cars. My God, can you imagine the hubris of these Italian people to have Italian flags on the back of their car?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's something we should take pride in, that people are waving different kind of flags here. In China, there's going to be one flag waved, and that's a pretty strong sign that that's not a very free society.
Mm.
We ought to be relishing the fact that in this country you can wave whatever flag you want, and so be it.
That's a great point.
And we shouldn't get all bent out of shape on it. It's just a piece of fabric, folks.
What'd I say? Piece.
Well, of fabric. What a lot of people forget is that there's Americans living, for example, in Mexico. There's thousands of Americans living down there. They don't abandon their loyalty to the United States. If they were waving flags, they'd be waving the American flag down there. They wouldn't be waving the Mexican flag. Who cares?
These are
Americans living abroad.
Does Mexico mandate that all the incoming Americans learn how to speak Spanish?
That is a great point, because when I read this article about these Americans that are retiring down there, not only are they not learning Spanish, they're not assimilating with the local people. They're all hanging out amongst themselves.
They're making enclaves.
They're not
English-speaking Americans.
They're not absorbing the Mexican culture?
Isn't that amazing? And they're actually eating American foods down there, too. They're going to McDonald's in Mexico instead of eating enchiladas.
That's something else I just don't understand, is these claims about culture, these claims about how they're not assimilating, Mexican immigrants aren't assimilating into our culture. I want to know, what does that mean? What do they mean when they say culture? Does that mean being, white rednecks and going out mud bogging and doing things that white boys do? Or does it mean, what is American culture anyway? I've yet to figure it out.
Well, not only that, but if one of these foreigners said, can I come over to your house to your next dinner party so I can assimilate a little bit better?
Yeah, who would invite them?
That's awesome.
I would like to be able to better insinuate myself into your culture. It's just, but Ian, we're in danger here, because our country, a country is defined by three things: its borders, its language, and its culture.
Oh,
awful xenophobic crap that you hear all over the place. We had to listen to that awfulness on the way to the studio tonight. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. I listen to Michael Savage on a pretty regular basis, and he is just such a hate-filled bigot. I mean, and people say he's right. He's not right on anything.
Right.
Ever.
Here's one of the things that was actually said on the air tonight that I heard on the way into the studio. He was talking about there being 20 million illegal immigrants here in the country. And he says, well, if we legalize them, then they invite their families in. Now you're at 60 or 80 million immigrants, and now your country's over. They've invaded.
We've been invaded at that point, and it's over.
Yep. Any politician who advocates allowing them to come across the border should be kicked out of America,
is what he said. I don't understand about it is who can claim to have relatives that were here before, say, 1776 when we claimed our independence?
Not many.
And who can claim to have exclusively relatives of those? And should those people be kicked out because their loyalties are in question?
Well, the other funny part about this is that, when Americans stole the northern half of Mexico, fair and square, of course, in the Mexican War, I mean, it wasn't like they didn't realize there was going to be some assimilation difficulties by taking over the northern half of a country that had experienced centuries of Spanish, Mexican, and Indian culture, and giving everybody automatic citizenship. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of interesting how people today just rail against this Spanish culture in the Southwest, or rail against the fact that people want to come up here and visit family members. I mean, I grew up on the Mexican border in Laredo, Texas.
Mm.
And it's a totally different culture because people have relationships on both sides of the river. People interact on both sides. And people that get scared about, oh, Hispanics are going to take over America, they ought to go down and live in a border town. It's really not a bad deal. It's actually a very pleasant place to live.
I bet it is. And it's like whenever we get these anti-immigrant people on the show, we break apart every single one of their objections. And it just comes down to they just don't like immigrants. I mean, that's what it all
they
comes
don't say
down
that,
to.
Though, but I can't see that there's any other reason.
Well, they come up with everything else under the sun. All the gangs are killing people. These immigrants are killers. No, if there's gangs killing people, it's because there's a drug war going on. And we need to end the war on drugs and end the war on prostitution and gambling, and the gangs won't be able to traffic in anything anymore.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a really great point, because that's where all the violence is coming from, or
absolutely,
at least most of it.
And that just goes right over their heads, too. And then it shifts to, well, they're going to bring in tuberculosis, and they're going to bring in all kinds of diseases. How would you address that one, Jacob?
Well, the fact is that the borders have been, you know, people have gotten through. We've got 12 million people illegal here, and I don't see any really great big outbreaks of tuberculosis. And if we're going to really be living our lives in fear of that, then we really ought to stop Americans from traveling overseas, because you can get tuberculosis overseas and bring it back. And, you know, there's foreign tourists that come into the United States, and the last time I checked, they don't have a doctor checking out each person that's coughing in the customs line.
Mm.
I mean, it's just ludicrous. I think Americans, it's really ironic. We have the most powerful government in the world, and I think the most fearful people. People are scared of the terrorists. They're scared of the immigrants. They're scared of this. They're scared of AIDS. They're scared of tuberculosis. They're scared of bird flu. This is ludicrous. You know, we got to conquer these fears, because the government is preying on these fears.
I agree. Jacob, hang on, man. We're going to come back to you in just a bit here. More on the way with Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hey, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Over 1,000 of our listeners from around the world have plotted themselves on our international map of listenership. It's easy. Go to map.freetalklive.com. You punch in your location and your name, a photo of yourself if you like, even a little quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our map. Map.freetalklive.com. We're going back to our guest. His name is Jacob Hornberger. He's the founder of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which is what do you do at the Future of Freedom Foundation exactly, Jacob? What's the point of the group?
Well, we're trying to move America in a better, freer, more peaceful, prosperous direction, and we use the power of ideas to do that. We're trying to, I guess you might say, wake up Americans that their country's moving in a very, very bad direction, a very ominous direction, with respect to freedom. So we address all aspects of freedom, not just immigration, but civil liberties, where the government's really going after our freedoms, eminent domain, the recent property rights case, Keele versus City of New London, economic liberty, all the socialism this country's adopted, and we're trying to raise people's vision to say, hey, there's a better way. The problems are rooted in all this government planning and interventionism. Let's move toward the free market and the freedom way of life.
So, well, hold on. You want people to be free and happy? No.
Well, we can't guarantee their happiness, but we think they ought to be free to pursue happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been talking about this immigration issue, and you mentioned we were talking about this immigration issue, and one of the things that is going on is people are pushing for more and more control. And it's like, what I'm really confused with is why these people that consider themselves conservatives, you know, good economic conservatives or whatever, that you would think they might realize that government isn't the most effective of methods to control anything. You would think they would realize this, but here they are calling for more government control on the borders. We want a national ID card so we can check your identity at random checkpoints around your state. I mean, what we're talking about here is essentially implementing a police state mentality, literally a police state in America, simply to try and keep people out. And I don't understand why Americans are so willing to just give it all up, give up all of their liberties, just so they can have the assurance from the government that there aren't going to be too many people crossing the border. It's utter insanity.
Well, it's even worse than that from a practical standpoint. That, you know, I told you I grew up on the border. If you go down to a border town today and you never cross over into Mexico, and you just go down the border, you stay in the border town, you turn back and start heading north again, you will hit an immigration station that asks for your papers. So if you're dark-skinned, you better take a passport with you when you go to the border, even though you never go into another country.
Wow.
It's the same thing on a flight. If you fly into Laredo, as soon as you go back to that airport, there's a Border Patrol guy that sits there at the gate that checks people's passports if they're dark-skinned before they let them board on the plane.
Wow.
Now, the fact that Americans have accepted that, I mean, I was talking to a guy that flew down from Dallas one time, dark-skinned guy, and I said, what do you do? He says, I always dress nicely and I carry my passport because I know I need to.
Yeah.
And I said, but you never leave the country. He goes, that's right.
Oh my goodness.
So this is where people, they're not realizing they're not just taking away freedom of foreigners, they're taking away our freedom, our dignity, what it means to be a free person.
Well, that's the trick with freedom, and we put it up, put it out there on the airwaves all the time here on Free Talk Live. The catch-22 with freedom is you have to be able to give, you have to be willing to give up as much liberty to everybody else, even the people you're afraid of. You have to be willing to give up as much liberty as you would like for yourself.
That is exactly right. And I'm glad you brought up conservatives because, you know, conservatives need to be taken to task. They preach all this free enterprise stuff. You look at their websites and they use that 50s lingo of free enterprise, private property, limited government. And then they endorse every socialist scheme that comes down the pike.
Yep. Now, conservatives, it seems like they're not so great on welfare and those kind of socialist schemes. But any scheme where you have guys with guns, they're all for that crap. They don't care if it's the police or the army or if we're going to grow the TSA or if you're going to do the customs agencies. As long as you give those guys guns, suddenly the government gets more efficient and better. I don't understand
it. Absolutely. Or rebuilding foreign countries after you've destroyed them. I mean, you know, they have this profound belief in government. I think conservatives have really gotten to the point where they see government, the federal government especially, as either their daddy, their parent, to take care of them, or their god. I mean, I think they idolize the federal government.
I think you're right about that. I mean, we had a guy on this show over the weekend. His name was Steven Steiner. He's the head of
Lord.
Damn Mad. It stands for Dads and Mad Moms Against Drug Dealers. And we went head-to-head with him for an hour straight on the drug war. And he was uninformed. He didn't know anything about even alcohol prohibition. He didn't know alcohol prohibition. He didn't know anything about illegal drug overdoses. He was totally clueless about the effects of the war on drugs. And yet he's out there rattling the sabers about, you know, arresting people and
just
putting people in prison.
Just a stupid, concerned citizen.
And we tried to go through the economics of it all and how, you know, the war on drugs is hurting economics. And if you're really for economic, we asked him, we said, well, aren't you for economic freedom? Aren't you? You say you're a conservative. Doesn't that mean you're for economic freedom where you can run whatever kind of business you want? Oh, yeah, I'm for economic freedom. Well, then why aren't you for people being free to run their own drug dealing businesses?
Well, because we have laws in this country.
That's what it always comes back to. We've got laws in this country. The same thing with the woman from the, have you heard about the TABC? Jacob?
No.
The Texas alcohol bureaucracy, they are enforcing a public intoxication law in the state of Texas. They're going into bars, and they're arresting people based on visible, that's all they're doing. They're looking at people to see if they think they're drunk, and then they arrest them on public intoxication charges inside bars. And so
that is unbelievable.
Yeah, we had the spokesperson on the show, and I said, so essentially, I went through a few things with her, and I said, so essentially, I'm not free in this country, am I? Well, there are laws, she says. They won't admit that you're not a free person, but they'll always come back to the fact that we have laws. This is a nation of laws. These laws should be respected.
Well, that TABC thing is the one that really stands out to me, though, because when you hear about somebody calling up like this old public intoxication law and you read an article about it, it says, oh, five people have been arrested. Just in Texas this year, they've arrested
six months.
In the past 6 months?
Yes.
Okay. What is it, 2,200 people?
Correct. Just like that, yeah.
2,200 people in the state of Texas for being drunk inside a bar in the last 6 months.
See, what's really ominous about this is that they consider a bar like a public park as compared to a privately owned institution.
That's right. That's how they consider it.
Yeah, this is the assault on private property rights that has been going on in this country for decades.
And the sad part is, Jacob, nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, there's a few news articles about it. Some people are angry, but nobody's doing any sort of civil disobedience. Nobody's doing anything in regards to actually putting a stop to this, with the exception of one group, and that would be the Free State Project. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that group, Jacob?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, they're raising people's attention to the idea of libertarians getting together and raising people's vision to the libertarian principles. I mean, I'm not, you know, overly optimistic about a bunch, you know, thousands and thousands of libertarians moving to New Hampshire, but that's not the point. I think, well, it's the point to them maybe, but I think the major point is that in order to get people to start reflecting and thinking about what's happening in this country, you've got to start talking libertarianism, because the conservatives, their philosophy is dead. It's morally and economically
they
dead.
Don't even have a philosophy anymore. Let's come back with more. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Wow. What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. You can go straight to it at bbs.freetalklive.com. Got about 1,200 people interacting and over 96,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of conversations, everything from fun stuff to serious issues like immigration. We're on the lines with Jacob Hornberger. He's the founder of the Future of Freedom Foundation. And what's your organization's website, Jacob?
It's www.fff.org, like frankfrankfrank.org. And
that's
we've got
easy.
A daily email update that goes out every morning. We consider it one of the finest libertarian editorial pages on the internet.
Super.
And it's free for the asking.
So that's fff.org.
Right.
Very good. So we were just before we went to break just a moment ago, you'd mentioned how the conservative philosophy or whatever it was is totally bankrupt. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean it's become a status philosophy under the rubric of free enterprise principles. Conservatives will endorse just about anything the federal government does. If the federal government does it, it's got to be good because it's the federal government. That's why, I mean, they've gotten to the point where they're idolizing the feds. So if the federal government invades Iraq, we've got to rally around behind our daddy or our God. Same with Social Security. They've endorsed that. They've endorsed Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, they have this lingo of being limited government, small government advocates, and yet they endorse every single program that violate that philosophy, including the drug war.
Well, that's the other part of their plank, which is law and order. So once the government passes one of these little programs of theirs, suddenly it's law, and they must keep it orderly. You know, of course we support welfare and its new forms here because, you know, it's law.
Well, see, that's the fallacy of conservatism, that mm-hmm. if you've got a free society, then you want conservatives there because they're going to help conserve that free society. But when the society turns unfree, they want to conserve that too.
Right.
I mean, that's what the situation in Iran is. You know, you talked about alcohol prohibition. There was an article over the weekend about alcohol prohibition in Iran led by the conservatives, Iranian conservatives. And I thought, you know, I bet American conservatives love this business that it's illegal to drink in Iran. Of course, it's not working. It's about as effective as prohibition is over here.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there are people out there that want to bring back prohibition to this country. Now, the guy, the drug war guy that we talked to over the weekend, he was all for it. He thought it'd be a great idea.
Consistent. Yeah, I mean, we might as well just all move into the jail and let government take care of us.
You know, that's absolutely the mentality, as far as it goes, is, you know, it's the safety mentality. You know, we'd be a lot safer if every single one of us was in a soft cell and all there were the jailed and the jailers.
Right, exactly.
But, of course, then the jailers would just be corrupt.
And none of us would have to work anymore. We could just be taken care of. It's like the ideal welfare system. We'd just be taken care of. And
the government
wouldn't be able to smoke or bungee jump anymore, do dangerous things, because, you know, all that stuff hurts the society.
Right, but at least you wouldn't have to worry anymore. You know, you wouldn't have to be afraid that maybe an immigrant is going to take your job or that a drug dealer might shoot you in the face. No, you'll be safe, protected, and completely useless.
That's right. And of course, except the jailers. That's the trouble. You can't be protected from the jailers.
Well, that's right. That's right. You'd also be prone to random beatings, and people could just decide not to feed you ever.
Well, don't forget that if you're attractive, then what the heck the jailers are going to do to you? They always want something.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's that old saying. Ben Franklin has said, people who think they're going to trade their liberty for security are going to get neither one, and... you know, we might add that they don't deserve either one either.
Yep.
So,
and that's the problem in this country, is you've got Americans that are willing to trade their liberty. The president's now acting like a dictator. He's saying, I don't have to comply with the Constitution.
Yeah.
I don't have to comply with the Bill of Rights, congressional laws. I'm a commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
I am the law.
He's thrown it in our faces, and nobody's doing anything about it. And actually, something else we pointed out a few days ago on the show is that Russia is planning on, as of this summer, giving lie detector tests to airline passengers. And my question was, how hard would it be to foist that on the American people at this point? After they have been just broken down and beaten by this police state, it wouldn't be hard at all, do you think?
Nope, not at all. We've got a nation of sheep, and the fox is in charge, and everybody's just herding themselves into the pen. Have you all seen this great movie, V for Vendetta?
Yes.
Yep. We give it five stars.
I think the biggest message in that movie is you see all these people slumbering, asleep, going along with whatever the government does, and then this guy comes and starts waking people up, and they start realizing that they've been asleep, and all of a sudden they say, no, we want our freedom back. And that's a powerful message. And they get it through the power of ideas.
Yeah. You know, I really hope we can have that sort of a reawakening, you know, sometime within our lifetimes. And that's why actually all three of us here have joined the Free State Project, and we're going to New Hampshire, because I think that coalescing as many libertarians in one place is really the future of freedom in America, is getting that. It's the only way to get the message out effectively, I think.
Oh, that's very exciting. So, I've got a friend here in Virginia. He's moving at the end of the summer.
Excellent. Well, maybe we'll see you up there one of these days, Jacob.
Well, maybe, but you see, I'm a South Texas boy, and if it drops below 50...
Hey,
I mean,
all right, you can
like
stop
freezing.
Right now. You can stop with that excuse, because both Manwich and I were born and raised in Florida. Man.
Yeah, I'm from Sarasota, Florida. South Texas, my foot.
If we have
you
to be
guys
a little
are
bit...
going to freeze your tails off.
Hey, if we have to be a little cold to have some liberty, we're going to definitely do it. Hey, Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. Been great having you on the show.
It's my pleasure. This has been a real pleasure. I got to tell you, this is not a common experience to have libertarians on the airwaves. This
is
really nice.
In fact, hang on. I'm going to talk to you a little bit during the break. We'll talk about maybe getting together and helping each other grow, because that's something we can do. We partner up with you know, the downsized DC and the advocates for self-government and help spread the word of liberty here on Free Talk Live. So you bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of immigration, we got a story about a California city that's welcoming illegals. We'll talk about it coming up.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Headline reads, AC cooling speed clobbered, and gas mileage suffers too. I know who did it, and it's you. Don't fret. I'll tell you how to protect yourself from the potential killer in all of us when we come back. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. If your AC cools at a deathly slow pace and your gas mileage is dying, could be the butler did it. In this case, you're the butler, and your weapon is your vehicle's airflow setting. By leaving your AC in its factory default outside air mode, you literally open the door, actually the vent, to hot atmospheric air that can kill cabin cooling and rob MPG. Breathe life back into the system by resetting to recirculation mode, typically identified as an R, arrows in a circle, or the word max on your vehicle's instrument panel. Now you can serve some quickly cooled cabin air and a few more miles to the tank. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Monday edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website, and it is all free. By the way, big thanks to the crew over at iTunes. If you're downloading this show with iTunes, welcome to Free Talk Live, because they've been promoting us over the last week, and of course the exposure is fantastic, and we really appreciate it. iTunes, good organization over there. You can, again, join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, and it's all free. And if you like the fact that we give you everything for free, well, we ask for your vote. We need your votes, because your votes help keep us on the top of the podcast charts. And last time I looked, we were number 2.
What?
Last time I looked, if you could check right now, because it's been a little while.
We slipped to 2.
I've had a busy weekend.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, if you could vote for the show, it'd be a huge help, because us being number 1 or number 2 or wherever we're at, as long as we're in the top 10, it helps us get more listeners. Obviously, number 1 would be the preferred location. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, we're number 2.
Number 2?
Got to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And you got to tell your friends, because, well, I made a promise. I said if we get to 1,500 votes this month, I will release my first air check ever. When I was 17, by myself, In the overnight shift at the rock and roll station that I used to work at, you'll be able to hear me. If we get to 1,500 votes.
Oh, man. Does that Was that after you had taken your voice and diction classes and everything?
No, it was before. So
Oh, man, I was hoping it was after, so that way you were just hitting all your consonants real hard.
Your
P-zone.
P's. Hey, we're going to go to the phones. We got Ron in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torco, and Manwich.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
Gentlemen, the immigration rally in Washington, D.C. this evening, I don't know if anybody's taken a few moments out to tune that in on C-SPAN.
I have not. Don't have television. But what's on your mind?
Well, this is what's on my mind. I'll be honest with you. I had some opposition to a gratuitous, it's not immigration so much as they're talking about legalizing infiltration of the country. But after seeing this rally and seeing people screaming in Hitlerian tones, speaking in Spanish, if there was an English speaker, they had to have a Spanish interpreter. I get the general impression that these people are not here to integrate into a society so much as infiltrate into a society. And my feeling on it is that basically we're looking at something akin to, I don't know, whether you would call it a reconquest or reconquista movement, a sedition movement. People.
Hey, if they take California back, what are they going to do with it?
What they did with it prior to the United States.
Wipe out all the white people?
Nothing. That's what they'll do with it.
Okay, so they're gonna take away California and a good portion of the Western United States, and they're gonna do nothing with it.
That's basically it. The infrastructure
doesn't that sound ludicrous to you?
No, it doesn't. Because
how do you know?
Do you think they're gonna take it back to Mexico?
You asked a question, so allow me to answer it.
Okay.
The infrastructure that's there and developed will be utilized, but you're asking me if they will develop it and progress it further. No. Why? Because all we have to do is go back in history and look at that time after they had taken those lands from American Indians and possessed them for quite a long time before they were absorbed into the United States.
There weren't enough advances from the Aztecs to the American Indians for you? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about...
I mean, we're talking about prehistoric people here, essentially, and there weren't enough advances?
Actually, Ron, you know what? This is an interesting topic. We've actually spent all hour on it so far, so it's interesting that you called in at this point. I want you to hang on. Be patient with us, because we're going to bring you back for hour number two. It's Ron in New York. He doesn't like immigrants. He doesn't like freedom. We're going to explore...
He doesn't like the Spanish language.
Right. We're going to explore this. And he doesn't like brown people, apparently. Maybe I'm wrong about some of that. I'm sure Ron will correct me when we return with hour number two of Free Talk Live. Hey, you can chime in as well. 800-259-9231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.